Hello, my fellow book lovers and bibliophiles. I'm Danielle, and welcome back to the Danielle's Reading Nook podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about why I annotate my books and how I annotate my books and why I write notes while I'm reading. So, I write notes when I'm reading, and I use multicolor pens. And the reason I do this is because if I'm reading a book in a series and the next book hasn't come out yet, I like to write the notes so I can remember what happened in the previous books, so I don't have to reread the previous books in order to read the new book in the series. I also write the notes because I read 3 books at a time right now, and it's easier for me to remember what happened in the books when I go back and forth between the books I'm reading. And another reason why I write the notes is because when I was younger, when my mother would take me to the library every week during the summer, she would have me write a book report after finishing the book. And I guess that kind of stuck with me. So those are the reasons why I write notes when I read. This is just for me. I don't know if anybody else does it, but writing notes is helpful for me when I read. Because sometimes I get too busy and I don't read and I forget where I stopped. And the notes are a good thing because they help me remember what happened. So if you don't write notes when you read and you forget, I suggest you start writing notes because it's really helpful and it's great. And when I do reviews on books, I take out the notes so I know what I'm talking about when I'm reviewing a book that I previously read. So the notes have a good, system for me when I'm reading and when I'm reviewing the books. But again, that's just for me. And if it's not something you want to do, cool. But notes, in my opinion, are a good thing. And the second part of today's topic is annotating. Annotating is anything like writing in the book on or underlining or highlighting or having little tabs that you get at Walmart or Target or someplace. They're little adhesive tabs that you place in a particular part of the book that you either agree with or something that resonates with you, or something that may, or a part of a book that may come in handy for another part of the book later on. And I started annotating a few years ago, and I have never looked back. I have these little post-it tabs I've gotten at like Walmart or Target, or a little supermarket I shop at. So, when I'm reading, if there's a part of the book I may find important, I take a little tab, put it near the sentence or paragraph, so I know that it's important. Or something, a passage or a sentence that may be important down the road or in the next book if it's a series, or something that may change how you think. But again, that's me. You don't have to use the tabs. You can use highlighters or pens and write in the books. I personally don't like writing in the books. That's why I have the tabs. But there are different ways for you to annotate, and I think using the tabs are less damaging to the books because they are removable. They don't damage the books at all. And I absolutely love them. It's easy putting it in, boom, then going about your day. And the adhesive part, they're see-through. So you're not, you know, they're not, you can still read. You can still see the words of the book. But that's it. If you want to start writing book notes when you read, I highly suggest it because it's helpful when you forget what part you're on and you need a reminder, or when you're doing a book review, you don't have to keep skimming through the book. You can just look at the notes and you suddenly remember what you read. And with the annotating, you can do the tab, the little post-it tabs, or writing and highlighting in the books if that's something you want to do. But yeah, I find these methods to be helpful for me. And if you're looking for something new when you're reading, maybe start writing some notes. Maybe start annotating. It's up to you, really. But I find them to be really helpful, and I love doing it. And I don't see myself stopping at any point right now. So, hope you guys have a fantastic day, evening, night. And look into annotating and writing book notes if it's something you want to do. See you guys next time. Happy reading!